/www.
Hey, Miss Bernice, KO4HKX. You have to let me know how well I'm getting into the repeater, Tom.
Sound fine to me, Patrick. Sound like you're mobile out there. Good morning, and how's your day going, Messenger OTR?
Interesting morning. Most of the shops over here are without power.
That's bad. And Bernice said the same thing. Oh, my. I saw this morning where there was reporting 376 in the Greenville and Greer area was without power. And in what area are you right now? Are you at home, Patrick, or on the road?
Food, and I'm over here in Easley on 123 today.
I was trying to blow my runny nose here at the same time I'm driving with my knee, and we're headed over towards Sam's Club, and I don't know if we're going to Costco's or not today. Probably not. Got a little bit of a cold, but, well, you'll have to catch up with old Gary over there.
And I sat with him and Miss Joy yesterday, or last Wednesday, and had dinner with him and hung out there and had a good time, good visit.
When you can do that. We went up and visited Mr. Let me see. I think his name is Chris. KO4QLG, if I'm correct. up in Liberty day before yesterday.
Heard you on the radio getting directions on how to get to and from. I thought that was what was going on, but I wasn't sure. I was dealing with customers and kind of in and out.
To tie up the repeater a lot, but I get lost up in that area. There's a lot of twisties, and he's out in the boonies. Not so much going. The GPS was correct, but coming back, Bernice accidentally touched the touch screen, and I lost confidence in it then because I don't know what that does. I don't know how to operate it that well. It's the built-in one in the car here.
Get on the navigator.
Yeah, right.
Good
morning, Patrick.
It's good to hear you on the air,
there. That's what I married her for 55 years ago. Isn't that what you married your wife for? So if you screwed up, you could blame it on her?
Around in my marriage.
Yeah, that does tend to be the precedence for the years. Why is it everybody's in a hurry, Patrick? They can't stay in their lane. They got to dodge back and forth. And here goes another one. There was one. Now, this one will cut in within about one car length here. But I think that's why they've had their front door and their front fender replaced.
Answer that one, but everybody is very impatient anymore and very distracted while they're doing it.
On the cell phone. Oh, here's a neat tag. I like to look at those tags and try to figure them out. Nothing could be finer than South Carolina. And it's the letters I-M-I-T-H-T and then the letter B. You got that?
And for
I might be.
Well, they might be doing anything.
I think probably Ford if they're driving the Cadillac. Yeah, it says I might be, and all the letters are run together, of course, and you got to figure it out. But that was an easy one. But one of the ones I remember the most, people sometimes, for some odd reason, name their automobiles. And there was one up there in Kansas many, many years ago. I mean, like 50 years ago. And I thought that was the coolest name. It was Plymouth, one of the hot cars, you know, back in the old days with the souped-up engine. And on the side of it, it said, Color Me Gone.
I've seen that one before.
Before or since, and I was just a little kid when I saw that. I can't remember what they called those things. It wasn't a Roadrunner, but it was something of that caliber, I I guess you would say. Had a friend had one of those road runners with a big wing on the back, and he drove like a maniac, but it was bright orange, I'll never forget.
Nice cars. My uncle, he's got a personalized tag, and I can't remember what the letters are, but it stands for Love to Accelerate.
Did you say Run to Accelerate?
L-O-V-E.
That's pretty cool. Oh, that one had that color me gone was a purple one, and it wasn't a satellite, but it was something of that nature. Well, what's your next stop over there, Patrick? I wanted to ask you, were you shut down because of the rain? We got 5.81 inches, Patrick.
Sir, I was not shut down. I worked yesterday. I did cut out a little early because I had some road work I had to go repair at the house. One of the culverts got stopped up and had to fix it so everybody could get in and out this morning. So I had to cut out a little early, but I still work till about 3 o'clock. And my next stop is the lunch table.
There you go. Surf and turf. Filet mignon and lobster. I know how you guys are. Well, we come by the Lake Cunningham Dam out there by the Lakeview Steakhouse a while ago, and we're coming into Spartanburg now, so I'm going to have to cut it short here. But I've never seen that dam with that much water coming over it, Patrick. I mean it, really. They said we got over a month's rain in one day, and I do believe it. Rusty said he got 4.5 or so. But neighbor above us was shoveling out water last night at 10 o'clock or so, still shoveling it out and pumping it out. And then the neighbor on the west of us, she was doing the same thing yesterday for hours and hours.
Lots of flooding. It took me over 2 hours to get home last night or yesterday. Because of dodging the flood, I had to take lots of little back roads that I know about, and it took a while.
A big hill and a sag in it is way back. Well, buddy, you better be alert because they can really make you hydroplane. I doubt that's a problem with that monster you drive, but with a car. And the people, they just don't slow down. It's just amazing. They just go like it's, you know, not the end of the world, but it very well could be. Patrick, good to hear you. Enjoy your lunch, and we got one more stoplight, and then we're going to pull into Sam's Club over here at Spartanburg. You've had a great signal the whole way. KO4HKX and 0TR. 73's Patrick.
Miss Bernice, have a good, safe evening. And Miss Bernice, make sure to keep him straight now. Don't let him blame the navigator. KO4HKX, I'll be clear. 73.